Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to congratulate my friend Brent Venables taking over as the new head coach at the University of Oklahoma after a long and distinguished career as defensive coordinator at Clemson. It'll be interesting to see, Jacob, how he puts his staff together. Obviously, that's a defensive hire, and he's going to have to find good offensive people to make the move into the SEC for the University of Oklahoma. But this falls into the category of great things happen to great people. He was always one of my favorites, covering Kansas State for all the years that I did. He took an incredible amount of vitriol from K-Staters when he left after the 98 season to go to the University of Oklahoma, and which to me cemented the very realistic thought that he would never come back to Kansas State. And even though his name came up on numerous occasions over the years, I think the damage had been done. And this is to one of K-State's own, a guy that played there, that bled there, that sweat there, and it was just a very uncomfortable departure for him. And I think it probably soured. And I don't want to put words in his mouth, because I know that his time at Kansas State was always and will always be important to him. But I think it made it difficult for that train to come back into the station. Once it left the yard, it was going to stay away. And now he's back at the University of Oklahoma. And frankly, I like the hire. So we'll see how it goes.
Oh, I do too. I do too. I think people, I don't have the inside knowledge like you do, and that's good to hear. A lot of people will ask me, and I'm like, you know, there's too much to lose when you take that first job.
Right.
You're at such a recruiting disadvantage in Manhattan. Don't throw rocks at me. It is what it is. You go outside of the state of Kansas, most of the country couldn't tell you where Kansas State's located or know anything about Manhattan. You got to convince kids to come there, right?
Sure.
So that's the first hurdle of why taking K-State is so difficult for a guy who's literally been a top candidate for just about every job that's come up. Maybe not the LSU job most recently, but I mean, he's in the mix for every job. He just didn't want to go. Clemson was paying him. He's picking his spot. Oklahoma makes all the sense in the world. And if you're wondering, like, Oklahoma, oh my gosh, how could you hire a defensive guy? Go look at Georgia, right? Yeah. Kirby Smart's a defensive guy.
Sure.
Nick Saban's a defensive guy.
Sure as heck is, right?
Bill Belichick's a defensive guy. So don't worry about that. He's got to bring in some good offensive assistants, and I'm sure that he will. It's Oklahoma. I think that he is in as good a recruiting spot as you can be. I know that Lincoln Riley's taking guys with him to USC. I get all that. But, man, you got that Texas pipeline right now. That's still a huge advantage for Oklahoma. I think it's about as good. I mean, it is almost the perfect hire for Oklahoma just based on, you know, what he's done, how everybody's wanted him. he feels like he'd be a lifer there. Like this has got to be the top of the college mountain for Brent Venables, don't you think? I mean, I don't know if the Clemson job ever came open, what his, you know, what his tie to Clemson would be. But in general terms, is there, and I thought about this too. I think there's a very real world that exists in all of this shuffling that USC clearly got better, right?
Right.
I think there's a chance Oklahoma got better. Lincoln Riley did so well, but man, he was up for every NFL job, and you just never know, right? Brent Venables is as enriched in OU football as anything. So I think he could have tremendous success there, I do. I'm pleased for him, and I'm pleased for OU. I got no love lost for OU, and now they're leaving the Big 12. I've got even less. I hate that Lincoln Riley left like that. I do. I hate that for any school and any group of kids. So the fact that they were able to sort of settle in and rebound and get to Brent Venables, which, you know, for him, again, I think this is as good an opportunity as ever was going to present itself. And he's been biding his time to take that shot. It wasn't going to be at K-State. No. We're just going to have to realize that. It wasn't. For the reasons you pointed out, which, you know, I was unaware of, and for the simple reason that why would you take that as your shot? If you fail there, there's no, like, failing sideways from K-State, right? You're not getting another shot at a big-time program if it doesn't work out at K-State. If it doesn't work out at Oklahoma, I don't think the door's closed on Brent Venables' future. Look at what happens in the SEC all the time. Those guys just sort of rotate around a little bit.
Yes, they do.
Agreed. He'll go be the defensive coordinator at Alabama for 2 years and end up at Texas. Like, that's just how it works, right? Like, that's, you know, so whatever. I think it's the right move for him, and I absolutely think it's the right move for Oklahoma.
Agreed. And so take that chip off the table now. Oklahoma has their guy moving forward. CFP, the Final Four. Hey, thank God we've got a chance for an SEC, all-SEC final. But Alabama, Cincinnati, Cotton Bowl, Michigan, Georgia in the Orange Bowl. I've got no problem with that. It all feels about right to me.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious. I knew it was. You knew it. I knew I should have picked Alabama in our picks. I knew you could see it from a mile away what was going to happen. I just didn't want it to. I just didn't want it to. But, you know, Notre Dame going to be the – you were going to get two Big Ten. I mean, there wasn't a better solution with Oklahoma State losing. Once Oklahoma State lost – I was like, okay, fine, whatever. If Alabama wins, I don't really care. Because it was either going to be two Big Ten teams or two big SEC teams. Maybe it was Notre Dame, but it doesn't look like it would have been. So it's fine. Cincinnati got in, which is, you know, I came into the year just wanting Cincinnati in if they went unbeaten, and they did, and they looked pretty good. And now they get Bama, right? You take your shot.
Yeah, absolutely.
I might feel better about Cincinnati playing Bama than I do Cincinnati playing Georgia again. I don't know. Bama's weird. Bama could be the best team in the country, but we've seen them plenty of times not look like it this year. So if Cincinnati's going to go get one, that seems like a decent go get them, Cincinnati. Cincinnati can beat Alabama. Do we have an early line on that yet? I'm sure
we do. You know
what?
I'm checking even as we speak. So
Cincinnati can go beat Alabama. Is it likely? I don't know. I don't know if I'd call it likely. I think that's probably – I don't know that it's likely, but it's possible. We're all Cincinnati Bearcats right now. Every one of us.
Well, we'll see. I can't find a number on that game yet. So, but there should be. They should have some futures up. But Alabama will be I think they'll be a pretty solid favorite in that game, right?
Oh, I bet it's double digits. Yeah, I bet it's double digits. Let's see. Yeah. Alabama is a 2-score favorite.
There you go.
You got it. Yeah, 13.5. Georgia's a 7-point favorite over Michigan. Those are two really interesting lines.
Very.
So, I don't know. If it's Alabama, Georgia, and I'm sincere right now when I say this, if it's Alabama, Georgia again, I don't know that I'm going to watch it.
I'll be watching reruns. Yeah, I'll be watching reruns of Alf. I'll be out.
I've seen it before.
I don't need
to
see
it. Care.
No, I don't either.
And that's what I thought that they. I don't know what they hope happens. Outside of SEC country, I just really don't think people would be very interested in that. And I know they're trying to, you know, rank the best four teams. I don't think Cincinnati's better. I don't think, you know, Georgia with that loss. I probably would have said, you know, but what are you going to do? Flip them and you've got the same problem. You're not going to drop Georgia to 4.
Yeah.
You're not going to move Cincinnati ahead of Georgia. So there really wasn't a good way to do it. But I just wonder if, you know, I think the best case scenario for them from a national appeal, like if you're the, you know, let's say you're ESPN, is Bama, Michigan. Cincinnati, Georgia's okay. Cincinnati, Michigan's great. That's what I'm rooting for. But the most appeal is probably Bama, Michigan. Probably. Mm-hmm.
I would say so.
Would there have been a world where you would have said Michigan should be one? I suppose that possibility exists where Michigan goes to one and Bama and Georgia have to face off in consecutive weeks. That would have had some interest, I guess.
I think Alabama and Georgia playing consecutively was probably had as much to do with where they ended up in the final rankings as anything else. I just don't think you wanted to play that game consecutively, even with a few weeks in between.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
K-State,
by the way,
a
2.5-point favorite opening against LSU. What are they playing in the Texas Bowl?
Really?
Yeah.
K-State's favorite?
How about that? K-State minus 2.
Boy, I wouldn't have seen that coming. We assume Skylar Thompson's going to be fine by then.
Well, they're assuming it, too. Let's make no doubts
about
that.
January 4th, if he was almost fine to play against Texas, now, you know, in a month, which is another problem. Like, how in the world are you supposed to get excited about a game that's played a month, more than a month after your last one? That is brutal. You're telling me that's better than playing a playoff? God.
Well, I'm with you. How about this one? Utah, an early 6.5-point favorite over Ohio State. I swear I'm reading these right.
I wonder why that is.
I swear I'm reading this right.
Is there rumors of Ohio State guys leaving early
guys
and not
jumping
playing?
Why would you? I don't know.
If you're in Ohio, but think about it. Like let's be perfectly honest with ourselves. If you're an NFL guy, if you know you're going to the NFL, you can't come within 2 miles of that bowl game. No chance you play in that bowl game.
If you're playing in a CFP game, I get it.
Sure.
Then it's different.
Totally.
That's different. Anything other than that, I don't care if it's a New Year's Day bowl. If I'm a guy and I'm – no. No way.
Because what – think about what you're being asked to do at this point. Think about it. Let's say you're a first-round pick, right? And Ohio State's got plenty of them. Let's say you're a first-round pick, and you have just played. You didn't play in the Big Ten championship game, so you know New Year's Day is a month after you played last. More than okay. Here's what we want you to do: we want you to stick around and not prepare for the NFL draft, not get that month of work in, not do what you need to do to get drafted. We want you to stick around here for nothing. And I mean nothing at this point. Like, there's no reason for you to be here anymore, other than you love your teammates and all of those things. But you could still participate.
Right, we get all that.
Risk injury for us, right? Isn't that when Jalen Smith got hurt? Wasn't his a bowl game before the NFL draft? And look at what happened to him.
Yes.
Look at what that did to his career. I mean, no chance do you take that. If you want these guys to play, put in a playoff. Ohio State would be in one, right?
Like, yes, they would. Sure.
And don't even come to me with that crap. Lincoln Riley left before his team played their final game. Brian Kelly, Mario Cristobal's doing it right now, going to Miami. Brent Venables, like all these dudes left before their team's final game. So don't even, sure. Don't even bring the season's not over to me. Why? What is the point of this?
No.
And at the same time, I'm excited about K-State and guys like Skylar Thompson who get to go play another one. Those things can all coexist. I think they can all, you know, I think they can exist together. But it's why I don't, you know, get super hyped about bowl games. Because, if I was a coach, I'd feel bad for asking those guys. The NFL guys, I mean.
Just the NFL guys, right. 42 bowl games, 84 programs in FBS out of the 130 that play are playing in a postseason game. We'll get into some of the matchups here as the weeks progress.
Yeah, we got a month to think about it.
Yeah, we've got time to let the dust settle around it. But yeah, Alabama, a 2-score favorite to open against Cincinnati, 13.5 on the morning line, and that's I don't think that's out of the realm. I think I'd take Cincinnati right now with that number. We'll have to see. Speaking of numbers, State Farm picks. Can we say this real quietly? Currently with the Pats and Buffalo left, Hurdle at -5, Albrock at -5, Savage leading at -3, and Benway -5. Savage and Benway have the Patriots tonight. You and I have the Bills. Nobody's going to do it. Well, Savage has got a chance. If the Patriots win, he goes 5-3 and wins the week. So, see how that all plays out. Yikes. All right. On this day in sports history, Superior Ents has got it next. Sports Daily on the Sports Station KFH. Chad Chambers producing. Don't forget, download the Odyssey app today and take KFH Radio with you everywhere. AUDACY Odyssey. Download the Odyssey app today. We're back in a moment.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.